I have long believed that the most elegant way to drive innovation and to reduce carbon emissions is to put a price on it. This is a classic market failure. Right? If you open up a Econ 101 textbook, it'll say, you know, the market's very good about determining prices and allocating capital towards its most productive use, except there's certain externalities, there's certain things that the market just doesn't count, it doesn't price, at least not on its own. Clean air is an example, clean water, or the converse, dirty water, dirty air. In this case, the carbons that are being sent up that originally we didn't have the science to fully understand, we do now. And if that's the case, if you put a price on it, then the entire market would respond. And the best investments and the smartest technologies would begin scrubbing effectively our entire economy. But it's difficult. And so, you know, I think that as the science around climate change is more accepted, as people start realizing that even today, you can put a price on the damage that climate change is doing. You know, you go down to Miami, and when it's flooding at high tide on a sunny day, and fish are swimming through the middle of the streets, you know, that there's a cost to that. Insurance companies are beginning to realize that in terms of how they price risk. And the more the market on its own starts putting a price on it because of risk, it may be that the politics around setting up a cap and trade system, for example, shifts as well. Obviously, I'm not under any illusion that this Congress will impose something like that. But it is worth remembering that it was conservatives and Republicans and center-right think tanks that originally figured out this was a smarter way to deal with pollution than a command and control system. And it was folks like George H.W. Bush and his EPA that effectively marshaled this approach to deal with acid rain. We ended up solving it a lot faster, a lot cheaper than anybody had anticipated. And I guess that, more than anything, that's the main message I want to send here, is climate change is a massive problem. It is a generational problem. It's a problem that, by definition, is just about the hardest thing for any political system to absorb, because the effects are gradual, they're diffuse, people don't feel it immediately, and so there's not a lot of constituency pressure on politicians to do something about it right away.